USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No compromise is coming, it seems, when it comes to trying to end the government shutdown. Republicans accusing Democrats of ignoring the needs of federal workers during the shutdown, as Democrats accuse Republicans of virtually the same thing. Newly elected Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas says he's got two measures that could help end the shutdown right now.
This is two other bills that would actually pay them right now.
But Crenshaw says...
The first time we voted on this, we got six Democrats to vote with us. The second time we voted on it, we only got 10 Democrats.
The Senate's to vote on two bills today aiming to reopen the government, but both are expected to die in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's glad the State of the Union controversy is off the table. President Trump acknowledging late last night the speaker has a right to postpone that address until after the shutdown ends. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. The suspected gunman in yesterday's Central Florida bank shootings, which left five people dead, is being held without bail. 21-year-old Zephan Zaber was charged with five counts of capital murder this morning at his initial court appearance. Police say he entered the SunTrust Bank in Sebring opening fire, but then he called 911 on himself. His motive's not known. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It is late January, so it's not surprising, but Arctic air is starting to descend on the Midwestern part of the country again, sending that region into a real deep freeze that could last until the end of the month. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
Lawmakers in New York State have passed a state DREAM Act, allowing kids of illegal immigrants across that state loans and grants for college. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate yesterday. That follows 8 years of being turned down in the Senate there, which had had a Republican majority until last November's election. And the governor of New Jersey is giving state residents the option of battling opioid addiction with medical marijuana. Governor Phil Murphy outlining his administration's plan yesterday to overcome the opioid epidemic. Over 3,000 people died in New Jersey last year because of drug overdoses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.